New Canadian Media. Canada's bioeconomy will require about 65,000 additional workers by the end of this decade, and companies will be challenged to fill positions due to a highly competitive labor market, states a new nationwide region-by-region analysis. The national report by BioTalent Canada, which guides bioeconomy stakeholders, states internationally educated professionals, IEPs, and recent immigrants could help fill the gap but currently make up only a small percentage of the bioeconomy workforce. Newcomers to Canada, with valuable skills, can quickly enter the workforce bringing their diverse perspectives to help access new markets and contribute to solutions, states the report. To address the skills needed in the bioeconomy up to 2029, BioTalent Canada is calling for a subsidy program for immigrants in order to reduce the perceived risk of hiring new Canadians, as well as new pathways to integrate the talent of international students and IEPs into the labor market. They are among the key recommendations in today's regional reports as well as in a national study completed last fall that together unpack the current landscape, trends, challenges and opportunities in Canada's bioeconomy. The report defines the bioeconomy as the economic activity associated with the invention, development, production and use of primarily bio-based products, bio-based production processes and/or biotechnology-based intellectual property. It estimates there are roughly 12,000 organizations in Canada's bioeconomy, which collectively employed some 200,000 people in 2019. The field is multidisciplinary in that it cuts across the biohealth, bioenergy, bioagriculture, agri-bio, and bioindustrial, chemicals and materials, subsectors. The industry has to develop new strategies focused on breaking down barriers to entry for recent immigrants, indigenous workers and workers with disabilities, all of whom are seriously underrepresented in the bioeconomy today, said BioTalent President and CEO Rob Henderson. Insufficiently stocked today's analysis on Ontario, and an accompanying report on the Greater Toronto Area, conclude the region will require another 24,500 bioeconomy workers by 2029, and that the current talent pipeline is three-quarters empty. It states women account for an average of roughly one-third, 35%, of Ontario bioeconomy workers. Other groups have less representation, with IEPs making up 17% of the bioeconomy workforce, and recent immigrants, those who have been in Canada less than 5 years, 9%. Immigration is one solution right now. We can hire workers from other countries who are fully trained and have often been doing the job for years, so they're able to come on board and get up to speed very quickly, Keith Tucker, Senior Human Resources Director at National Resilience, Inc., a Mississauga-based biomanufacturing facility. We also want to support programs that encourage Canadian students to specialize in this highly competitive career, said Tucker, whose company works with researchers, biotech and pharmaceutical companies, and governments to help develop and produce a range of experimental and commercialized therapies. The report on Western Canada, including British Columbia and Alberta, and an accompanying report on Metro Vancouver, similarly conclude that the region's pipeline is insufficiently stocked to meet demand. It is likely that Western Canada's biotech industry will lack 18,800 bioeconomy workers by 2029, and current estimates indicate there will not be enough workers to meet labor needs, the report states. Western Canada accounts for 28% of Canada's bioeconomy, with over 3,800 organizations, mainly small and medium-sized businesses, collectively employing some 48,000 people in 2019. Decentralizing Works Handal Kim is the co-founder and CEO of Vancouver-based startup Variational AI, whose innovative machine learning platform generates novel and optimized molecules and has the potential to eventually cut preclinical drug discovery times from years to months. We need chem informaticians, computational chemists, medicinal chemists and synthetic chemists, he said. For Kim, the local skills shortage and the pandemic solidified the idea that a decentralized team can work well. It's the cost of doing business. Uprooting someone from Boston to work in Vancouver is expensive and they won't be productive for 6 months. I'd rather pay someone 30% more to stay where they are and contribute right away, he said. We prefer to hire from within Canada, but we'll hire the right person from anywhere. Elsewhere in Canada, today's reports show Atlantic Canada's bioeconomy is likely to require 3,300 additional workers by 2029, Quebec will require 15,500 additional workers, while the prairies are likely to require 3,400 additional workers over the next 10 years. Subsectors. According to the report, the bioeconomy includes the use of resources from agriculture, forestry, fisheries, aquaculture, organic waste and aquatic biomass, and its subsectors share a common objective: the commercialization of resultant bioproducts, processes and/or intellectual property. Its subsectors include biohealth. The biohealth subsector encompasses the invention, development, manufacturing, commercialization and use of products that improve therapeutics, diagnostics, prevention and health administration, as well as the development and production of nutraceuticals and applications of medical cannabis. Research and development activities contribute to the development of new products, bio-based technologies and intellectual property related to the production of biohealth products and technologies. Medical cannabis, medical devices, biopharmaceuticals, nutraceuticals, natural compound, bioactives, biomolecules, e-health, artificial intelligence, bioenergy. The bioenergy subsector encompasses the invention, development, production, commercialization and use of renewable fuels through the conversion of organic material into heat or power. Research and development activities contribute to the development of new products, bio-based technologies and intellectual property related to the production of bioenergy. Biodiesel, ethanol, methane, bio-oil, sustainable development, bio-industrial. The bio-industrial subsector encompasses the invention, development, manufacturing, commercialization and use of goods for industrial use, such as biochemicals and biomaterials, through the conversion of organic material. Research and development activities contribute to the development of new products, bio-based technologies and intellectual property related to the production of bio-industrial products. Among others, the development and production of biocatalysts are an integral part of this subsector. Biocatalyst, biosolvents, bioplastics, biocoatings, bioadhesives, agri-biotech. The agri-bio subsector encompasses the invention, development, production, commercialization and use of new or modified products resulting from the manipulation, modification or alteration of the natural features of plants and crops, animals and, or other food sources. Research and development activities contribute to the development of new products, bio-based technologies and intellectual property that support improved quality, yield and efficiency in the agricultural sector and food production. Agri-fiber composites, animal genetics, plant genetics, livestock vaccines, animal nutritional supplements, functional foods.